We're just hearing a clock now. We're above it in the Victoria Shopping Centre in Nottingham. And Key's going to tell me about the clock.
I don't know very much about the clock.
But yeah, but you knew something.
It's just been maintained.
Yeah.
And it's very old. It was here when the Victoria Centre opened in 1970.
Yeah.
Early.
Yeah.
And
it used to be a railway station before that.
And it's got lots and lots of different bits on it.
Like animals and stuff.
Wheelchairs.
What are you
putting?
Yeah,
spare bits.
So is this it down here? This thing with the sparkly fountain?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take a photo of it.
Can you hear it?
Yeah, but how are you meant to tell what time that is?
That's it, finished now.
Yeah, but how would you know what time it is based on all that?
Well, I don't know, because I heard the chimes before.
You have to count how many bars there were in the song and divide
it
by 15.
After a while. And it does have whistles on it as well.
So does it do different tunes according to what time it is?
Yeah, basically.
Okay. So
a volunteer fixed it. He's an engineer and he fixed it.
Oh, wow.
But obviously, it's very technical. You could imagine what it'd be like.
But the shopping centre used to be a railway station.
Even,
did it?
It's not even...
Before 1966.
Yeah, it used to be Victoria Station.
And it used to be quite big.
Well, obviously, because...
12 or 14 platforms.
Yeah, it used to have used to have lots of train stations.
So why did Nottingham need such a big station? Well obviously it didn't, did it?
We used to have a big lace market and all that shit.
Oh, of course, that was
not
the...
Not anymore, though.
No. That's like any big city, isn't it?
So
a lot of the.
If you think about the engineering thing inside that clock, it would be a marvel, really.
So we've just.
It's all been manual bits, it's not computerised.
No. But they've extended this, though, haven't they, as well, since?
This is just. When we go over this bridge in a minute, that's right, a railway station.
Okay. Well, that's fascinating. Hang on, I've got to take a picture of that. I shall stop here and table.